Jennifer, thank you so much for agreeing to do the interview.
It's a pleasure.
As both a former pupil and a former member of staff, we're very lucky to have you agreeing to do this. So could I ask you the first question then, did you have a particular teacher who had a particular impact on you during your time at Glenola Collegiate as a pupil?
I would say that all my A-level teachers did have an impact. I did languages and English and music for my A-levels, and they were all terrific teachers, but there was one teacher in particular, and that was Henrietta Moran, who is my music teacher. She was the most delightful person, great fun, a wonderful musician, and so very encouraging. So, yes, she did have a huge impact on me because I wasn't even going to do music for A-level. And she came along one night to meet my parents, especially came up to our house to talk to them, to encourage me to do A-level music. So I've said, well, okay, might as well give it a go. And yeah, that was it. And then when I went to Queen's and I did First Arts, I was doing French, Spanish and music, and enjoyed the music so much that that's what I ended up doing. So I really do have to thank Mrs. Moran. She was a wonderful singer and pianist and, yeah, lovely person.
Lovely. What memory of Glenola would stand out most to you?
Isn't it funny that it's not always the academic things that stick in your mind? It's the social aspect and, you know, the fun aspect of school that is so vivid for me. I went, first of all, to Avoca in 1958. My parents sent me to Avoca, which was the prep school for Bangor Collegiate.
Right.
I had been previously at the Hill School, and they obviously decided that I needed to be taken in hand because there was a well-polished brass plaque at the front of Bangor Collegiate which said Bangor Collegiate School for Young Ladies. So they must have thought that I needed to be made into a young lady. And my friend Anne and I, her parents did the same thing, and we went to Avoca. And this was a big house on the Princetown Road, just the far side of the Princetown Road from the main Picky building. And it had been a, you know, private house at some time, so it was a pretty ramshackle old place. But it had wonderful gardens with dens. You could have dens in them. So when we went along and joined the school, we were invited to join a den, and you spent your break times and lunch times scurrying round rhododendron bushes. And I still, if I smell damp rhododendron bushes, that brings back memories of us playing dens and making little houses in Avoca. So I was there for 2 years, and then went to Bangor Collegiate after the 11 plus. So that was overlooking Picky, and it was a wonderful playground. Again, it, the break times and lunch times really stand out for me because we were allowed to roam freely all around the rocks. We clambered over the rocks, we played in the on the beach, we played a wonderful game, especially when it was very windy and there were huge waves crashing in beside Picky Pool. You had to dash along and touch the wall and dash back before the waves got you. So, I mean, health and safety just did not exist in those days.
Risk assessments?
Oh, my goodness. But it was such fun. We had a wonderful time. And there was that huge big area in front of the old Picky Pool where we played rounders, and we were obsessed with rounders. So that was great fun. So I was there for 2 years, and then the new school was built, and it was a merger, obviously, of Glenola and Bangor Collegiate. So we never felt any problem. I don't know how the staff found it at that stage, because mergers can be tricky things, but we seemed to get along beautifully, and yes, it was exciting getting into the new school.
I'm sure. Wonderful. Wonderful. Such freedom.
Yes.
So, yeah, absolutely. So could you describe how your time at Glenola prepared you for life?
I would say it certainly helped me make friends and you know, find how to navigate social this social scenario. Obviously, I got a very good grounding. In those days, it was all chalk and talk, very formal education. And that was great. I learnt my grammar for French and Spanish and English, of course. I learnt the basics, you know, theory for music. I was really well grounded in all of those things. The one thing it didn't do then was enable me to order a baguette in France when I actually got there, you know, because I couldn't talk.
Conversation-wise, yes.
You didn't have that, but I could analyse a Maupassant short story, but, you know.
Not so useful.
So there's that. But the other thing it allowed me to do was give musical experiences. I started off accompanying people, my friends in school, and I really enjoyed doing that. I accompanied the school choir. I actually used to play for assembly way back in the picky days. I can still see Miss Greaves coming into assembly, and I would only have been about 12 or 13 at the time, but I was designated the piano player. So. And I was able to choose what hymn we would have. And I would always ask my friends, what will we have this morning? So they were very keen on things like, Mine Eyes Have Seen the Glory of the Coming of the Lord. So we used to have that quite regularly. That was very, very rousing. And another one that they liked was Eternal Father Strong to Save, because we were looking out over the sea.
Yeah.
So, but accompanying the choir and doing that sort of thing was great. Really enjoyed that.
Fantastic. Would you still have a memory that makes you laugh today?
From my old school days, there's not a particular memory. It just was fun. We had great fun. Yeah.
Just happy times.
I can tell you a memory. I have a memory from my teaching times that really makes me laugh. And one of the things that I always enjoyed about Glenola Collegiate was the very good relationships between staff and pupils, which they were there. And one of the ways that was done was the events that took place coming up to Christmas, when the sixth form and it put on a show and the staff joined in. I've been known to do a few of those in my time with an electric guitar and Cinnerman and that sort of thing. But the one that really stands out in my mind was when Mr. Carson and Mrs. Neville did River Dance with the sixth form. And the sixth form were on stage and they were doing the River Dance. And then suddenly,
they came in.
Stephen and Judy came in and joined in the River Dance. Well, I could have laughed till I cried, I think.
Really?
It was wonderful.
Were they good?
They were brilliant.
Were they really good?
They were brilliant.
That's fabulous.
So
wow.
That just makes me laugh thinking about that.
Absolutely.
Still.
So did you make any friends at Glenola that have turned out to be lifelong friends?
Definitely, yes. There's a friend I see every week who was in 1P in Bangor Collegiate, yes, and I still see her every week. And there's also a group of us who meet together, I would say, every 3 or 4 months or so and have coffee.
Brilliant.
Which is nice.
That's lovely. So if you had the choice, would you rather be a pupil today or a pupil during the time that you were at Glenola?
Oh, definitely a pupil during my own time, yes. I think the pressures on pupils today have increased so much. I definitely wouldn't want to be back.
No. You were saying earlier about the freedom that you had, and just a much easier way of life.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we survived. The thing was, we did survive.
Actually quite strong as a result of
this.
So as a pupil, when you think of Glenola, what would come to mind?
encouragement, opportunities. Yes, I would say that those are really important.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, they certainly did set me up for life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With a really good grounding in education.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we move now to your time as a member of staff?
Mm.
So the memory, is there a memory that stands out most for you as a teacher? Apart from the river dance?
I think the things that stick in my mind are the musical experiences again. We had some fantastic musical experiences.
Mm-hmm.
We did great concerts and shows, which were extremely stressful.
I'm sure.
But at the end of the day, when the girls were up on stage,
mm-hmm.
and you saw the fantastic talent that mm-hmm. they had, and the enjoyment that they got out of it, it was all worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the sorts of things. And also the music tours that we went on. We did some incredible tours, and
okay.
we performed concerts in the most amazing venues. For example, we did a concert at the top of the Schilthorn.
Right.
In Switzerland, on the Revolving Restaurant,
oh my.
Which had been featured in one of the James Bond movies.
Yeah.
And it was quite amusing in that, being a revolving restaurant, there was a centre part, a small centre part, while all the diners moved round at a slow pace. Well, obviously, we had to stay in the one spot. We
yeah.
couldn't keep moving round
uh-huh.
because I had a keyboard that had to be plugged in, so my keyboard couldn't move on, you know.
Uh-huh.
So we were all crammed in this little area.
Okay.
And it was quite amusing. But anyway, that was a great experience. Other great concerts we did a concert in the middle of the river in Toronto. And it was a boiling hot day, and we were stuck on this sort of a deck
mm-hmm.
out in the middle of the river. And the sun was beating down, and the wind started blowing, and the music started disappearing.
Oh, no.
It was
an experience.
Yes. An interesting experience. And one more, just to remind, another memory of a concert. We went to Poland and went to the salt mines
mm-hmm.
near Krakow.
Right.
And we sang Panis Angelicus in the salt mines, in the cathedral in the salt
oh,
mines.
Wow.
And the sound was magical.
Uh-huh.
It was wonderful.
Wow.
So experiences like that, you know, you stay with.
Absolutely. So if you had the choice, then you've talked about, would you rather be a pupil today or back at the time? Would you rather be a teacher today or a teacher at the time that you were in Glenola?
I would definitely not want to be a teacher today.
Why would that be?
And I don't think it's just quite, it's because I'm jaded and so ancient now. But I think the stresses and strains on teachers are so much greater now than they were. The accountability, constant accountability, and the constant paperwork that has to be done. No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was... You could do your job. You were
yes,
able to do
exactly.
your job, and there wasn't,
yes.
as you say, that constant
yes.
paper trail. Yeah.
And I don't know, did our students end up any less clever or any more less capable than the ones today?
I would say they're much more capable.
Well,
it's
I think so, because they're allowed.
Exactly.
They're allowed to find their own way, to find
mm-hmm.
what they're good at, make mistakes. What are mistakes if not learning
mm-hmm.
experiences?
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely. So when you think of Glenola, would you be able to describe it in three words? That's probably a very difficult question.
That is. I would say just three words. Well, I'd say it's a happy place.
Mm-hmm.
A very happy place. a very positive, because it was always about what you could do and giving you opportunities to do things.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be my take on it. Happy and
positive
and giving opportunities.
Yeah. Is there anything else you would like to add?
I think just to emphasise how important I think relationships are
mm-hmm.
in schools, and how good Glenlola Collegiate was at developing those relationships. Not seeing the pupils as others that had to be, you know, kept in line, but encouraging them to find what they were good at, giving them opportunities. So many in so many different fields, you know, sports,
mm-hmm.
music,
mm-hmm.
drama, whatever, mm-hmm. whatever they were interested in,
mm-hmm.
And it just was a wonderful place to teach in,
mm-hmm.
a wonderful place to have been a pupil in. And then it was interesting to come back as a teacher and to see some of my previous teachers still there,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, navigating that relationship
of course.
A different way.
Were there many teachers when you started teaching? Were there many who had taught you?
There were a few. There were Miss McCormick was still there.
Right.
She taught
mm-hmm.
me. Miss McClelland, she taught me.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Some of the science teachers, though I didn't continue science.
Mm-hmm.
Who else was there? But there were
mm-hmm.
certainly some.
Yeah.
So
happy times.
And just I would like to say one thing about middle school, that when I was head of middle school, I absolutely loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people would say, oh, middle school, oh. But I think I found my niche in middle school.
Really?
Because I really enjoyed the challenge and working with girls just at that stage when they were trying to find out what sort of people they were
mm-hmm.
and where they were going to go in life.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes pushed the boundaries a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
But I could never be too dismissive of kids who pushed the boundaries, because I thought, you've got something about you.
Right.
That you want to get out and do something. You want a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good, because you don't want people who just say yes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have people who will challenge
mm-hmm.
who will move you forward and make people think about things in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, when I was at school, I could be an awful talker in class too. And I had a little soft spot for some of those ones who couldn't shut up.
Yeah.
But anyway, no, I just absolutely loved middle school and felt it was a very rewarding place to be.
Mm-hmm.
And when you found somebody and you felt that maybe you've helped turn that person in a different direction...
Mm-hmm.
Only help, mind you. You know, you would never take credit for it. But
mm-hmm.
you know, you
mm-hmm.
might have
mm-hmm.
helped them think about something in a different way. I find that really, really rewarding.
Rewarding. Have you met any pupils down the line that could have gone one of two ways, and you've seen them come into their own?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
And that you really feel
yes.
you've done a great
yes.
job then to help them
well,
to do that.
Yeah. Hopefully. There was one pupil in particular who was an absolute nightmare. And she left before she went into year 12. She moved to a different school. And before she left, she wrote me a note, which I still have, and I found really touching at the time, because the sorts of things she said in the note was that you care for the pupils.
Mm.
And I know there will be many more like me coming along, and you will still care for them. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
so that really touched me at that
yes.
stage.
Yeah.
So that's why I felt it was such a rewarding thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Pleasure.